Good field working conditions occurred across the U.S. Midwest over the course of the weekend, although there was some rain noted in the western Corn Belt. The precipitation was not very substantial, but there were some delays in farming activity that occurred out across portions of Iowa and Nebraska because of moderate amounts of rain. The precipitation was also noted to have extended back into the central portions of the U.S. plains and also northeastward into Wisconsin and parts of southeastern Minnesota. All of the precipitation was welcome, and it was also somewhat disruptive, as I mentioned before. And the reason for it being welcome is portions of the northwestern Corn Belt have been rather dry in recent weeks, and the moisture was certainly helpful in lifting the topsoil into a better moisture situation. Now, for the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, there was not much precipitation, but those areas, which have been stressed with dryness for multiple weeks, will get relief as we go forward through this coming week. In the meantime, the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest were basically left dry, and temperatures were very pleasant over the course of the weekend. The highest temperatures were all in the western Corn Belt, where widespread 80s and some temperature extremes up close to 90 degrees were noted. Most of those 80-degree readings occurred from parts of Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas northward to North Dakota and portions of Minnesota. The easternmost parts of the Midwest, of course, had temperatures were in the 70s. Our forecast, though, is going to continue to promote warm weather while we wait for the big storm system to evolve across the U.S. plains and portions of the western Corn Belt. And as we go out over these next few days, we'll see the warm weather continue across our region. High temperatures today will be in the 70s and some lower 80s across a big part of the region. We'll expect to see the high temperatures tomorrow very similar, although there may be a few pockets in the Great Lakes region that are a little bit cooler because of some localized thunderstorms. And then as we get out into the day on Wednesday, we'll see temperatures again in the 70s and 80s, and the same will occur also on Thursday. We will experience some increased cloud cover and some rain and thunderstorm activity, especially in the western portions of the Corn Belt. This morning, we have some showers and thunderstorms working their way across the heart of the Midwest along a cool front that has been drifting east and southward across portions of the region. Most of the precipitation at this hour was occurring focused on parts of Illinois and Indiana, with a few showers of light intensity in Michigan and a few back in Missouri and Kansas. Most of the precipitation, though, has been diminishing somewhat, and we'll likely see this trend continue. But the frontal boundary will likely work its way back to the north eventually, and as it does, it'll send most of the rain and thunderstorm activity along with it. And that should make the lower portions of the eastern Midwest relatively dry through a big part of this week, the Ohio River Valley in particular, and points southward into the U.S. Delta and southeastern states will all stay relatively dry through the work week, with only a few isolated showers of little significance. In the meantime, a large storm system will begin to send waves of energy through the plains and western Corn Belt. This will start Tuesday night and continuing Wednesday and Thursday. We'll likely see the rain reaching into the dry areas in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, and we'll also see some substantial rains in portions of hard red winter wheat country. Eventually, the precipitation will work its way eastward, crossing the Mississippi River and bringing more shower and thunderstorm activity into Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, as well as Kentucky. Much of that will occur as we go from Friday, actually late Thursday, into the weekend. The rains that occur are going to be locally heavy in some of the western Corn Belt. Some areas could see anywhere from 1 to 3 inches. Eastern parts of the Midwest, not quite so wet. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.